This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Government endorses Industry and Commerce Promotion Council Order 2025. Special Court grants ₹3.5 million bail to former Prime Minister Madhav Kumar Nepal. Parliamentary Committee slams Sunkoshi Marine Diversion Project progress, demands immediate appointment of project managers in other National Pride projects. And U.S. President calls NATO's 5% defense spending pledge a big win. Now, the news in detail. The government has officially endorsed the Industry and Commerce Promotion Council Order 2025. The announcement was made by Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Prithibi Subba Gurung, during a press briefing held yesterday. Minister Gurung stated that the decision was made during the cabinet meeting held on June 23rd. As part of the key outcomes, the cabinet has also formed a high-level study and investigation committee under the coordination of former Chief Secretary Shankar Das Bairagi. Likewise, in recognition of outstanding international achievements, the government has decided to honor 27 individuals, including athletes, coaches, assistant coaches, and team managers who represented Nepal in volleyball, wushu, and kabaddi. Additionally, the cabinet approved the sixth amendment to the regulation of on honorary consuls 2025, among others. The special court has ordered the release of former Prime Minister Madhav Kumar Nepal on bail. According to information officer Yagiraj Regmi, the court set a bail at ₹3.5 million following a hearing on whether the former Prime Minister should be remanded for further investigation into a corruption case. The case involves alleged irregularities in the Patanjali Yogpeet land sealing scam. A division bench of Justices Tej Narayan Singh, Ram Bahadur Thapa and Bidur Koirala issued the order. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority had filed charges against 93 individuals, including former Prime Minister Nepal. The charge sheet accuses him of misusing authority by exempting the land ceiling limit during the purchase of land for Patanjali Yogpeet while he was in office. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak has emphasized the new bill to amend and integrate laws related to Nepal Police aims to boost police accountability and responsibility. Speaking at the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee of the House of Representatives, the Home Minister said the bill clearly outlines the duties, rights and functions of the police service. Minister Lekhak also informed the committee that the Nepal Citizenship Second Amendment Bill 2081 will be tabled in the House on June 28 and, if possible, passed the same day. In the meantime, the Home Minister issued a stern warning against those violating early disaster warnings, particularly in the transport sector. During a meeting on monsoon-related disaster preparedness and road safety, he called for strict enforcement of transport regulations to help prevent road accidents. He also urged all stakeholders to ensure the timely dissemination of disaster-related information to the public. The Infrastructure Development Committee of the House of Representatives has issued serious concern over the slow progress of the National Pride Sunkoshi Marine Diversion Project. During its meeting, the committee concluded that the project's performance so far is unsatisfactory and decided to conduct a thorough review of related documents. Committee President Deepak Bahadur Singh said further discussions will be held with the Ministry of Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation. The committee has also directed the government to expedite the appointment of project chiefs for all National Pride projects without delay. Lawmakers voiced strong criticism, stating that contracts with construction companies failing to even start work should be terminated without hesitation. The Finance Committee under the House of Representatives has called on the government to adopt a revenue policy that supports internal production and promotes domestic industries. Committee's chairperson Santosh Chalise informed that the decision was made following concerns raised by entrepreneurs who claimed that the current tax policies are harming their businesses. After hearing from business representatives, the committee urged the government to implement tax reforms that foster industrial growth within the country. Likewise, the Finance Ministry has informed the committee that there is no need to rewrite the bill to amend the Bank and Financial Institutions Act 2073. This clarification came in response to the committee's earlier inquiry based on recommendations from banking experts and stakeholders. Chairperson Salise said the bill, once enacted, would strengthen the legal framework for managing and regulating banks and financial institutions, enhancing financial security and aligning with national and international standards. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudil has highlighted the urgent need for a new Customs Act to streamline customs procedures and boost accountability. Speaking at a meeting of the Committee for Legislation Management in the National Assembly, Minister Paudil said the new legislation is essential to ensure safe and efficient international trade. He also emphasized that the proposed bill, designed to amend and integrate existing custom laws, aims to enhance customs collection efficiency and support the country's economic development. The ruling CPN-UML has evaluated the one-year performance of the current government as satisfactory, successful and effective. A meeting of the party's central secretariat held yesterday at the UML central office in Chasal, Lalitpur, was chaired by Prime Minister and party leader K.P. Sharma Oli. The meeting concluded that the coalition government, formed to ensure political stability and good governance, is progressing steadily towards its goals. UML Deputy Secretary General Pradeep Kumar Gyawali stated that the government is prioritizing good governance and improved service delivery. President Ramchandra Paudil has emphasized that Nepal's rich cultural and ethnic diversity plays a vital role in strengthening national unity. Speaking at an award ceremony organized by the Nepal Academy of Music and Drama in Kathmandu yesterday, the president highlighted that music and drama are not just forms of entertainment, but are cultural heritage and reflections of the identity of Nepal's diverse communities. The event also honored several individuals for their significant contributions to the fields of music and drama. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithipi Subba Gurung has highlighted that reliable and fast postal services can play a key role in boosting national revenue. Speaking at a progress review interaction organized by the Department of Postal Service yesterday, Minister Gurung stressed the need for a new law to modernize and transform the postal system into a smart service. Director General Manmaya Bhattarai Pangeni shared that the department is actively working with local governments to expand postal services directly to citizens' doorsteps. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for an international news update. NATO leaders have agreed to increase defense spending to 5% of their country's economic output by 2035. The decision was made at a summit in The Hague following sustained pressure from US President Donald Trump, who called it a big win for Europe and Western civilization. In a joint statement, NATO members expressed unity in the face of profound security threats, citing terrorism and the long-term danger posed by Russia. Leaders also reaffirmed the alliance's core principle: an attack on one member is considered an attack on all. However, this year's statement did not include a direct condemnation of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, unlike last year. Now, the general weather forecast for today. With the influence of the monsoon winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that today's weather is likely to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Karnali and Sudhir Pashchim province, along with the hilly regions of the country and at a few places of the rest of the provinces. There are chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly regions of the Gandaki, Karnali and Sudhir Pashchim province, with the possibility of light to moderate snowfall at a few places in the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. Gusty winds are possible at a few places in the Terai region of Kosi, along with Madhya Pradesh province today. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 19 to 21 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 28 to 30 degrees Celsius. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again. Government endorses Industry and Commerce Promotional Council Order 2025. Special court grants rupees 3.5 million bail to former Prime Minister Madhav Kumar Nepal. Parliamentary committee slams Sunkoshi Marine Diversion Project progress, demands immediate appointment of project managers in other national pride projects. And US President calls NATO's 5% defense spending pledge a big win. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us online at RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.